Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Van Hack Podcast success case interview. I'm super excited to be interviewing Marcus, who is a Van Hacker that got hired 3.5 years ago, or almost 4 years ago, but he moved to Canada 3.5 years ago and has been enjoying life in Kitchener, Waterloo since then. Great to have you here, Marcus, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Ilya, and I really appreciate your help on that.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So let's get right into it. So who are you? Where are you from? What's your professional background?
Yeah, I'm from Brazil. I was mainly in Brazil, an embedded software developer, and I got hired by Telmec here in Canada almost 4 years ago, as you mentioned, to work on smart glasses. And I didn't know at the time, which was pretty cool. And recently I moved and I'm more like a mobile developer. I still working on C++, but yeah, I'm a mobile developer now. I work for TextNow in the calling team. And yeah, I think that's it for me. And I'm a software engineer. I was actually graduating in computer engineering. I always loved embedded software, but then life happened and I'm a mobile developer now, which is pretty cool to finally work with an OS that everyone knows. It's different.
Cool. Nice. Congratulations on the career change and progression. But let's go back in time to, you know, a few years ago before you moved to Canada. What made you want to relocate in general? Like, what was the origin of this idea?
Yeah, so in 2008, I spent a summer in New Zealand. And it was kind of an awesome experience. And since then, I wanted kind of to relocate to a better place because I'm from Brazil. So it's kind of, I'm from a good region, but, you know, it's not as good as New Zealand or Canada. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to relocate because I got like the feeling of living in a first world country with lots of kind of cool things and safety. And also after I met my wife, girlfriend at the time, we wanted to have kind of a family, and to have a family in Brazil is very expensive. It's difficult. So Canada would provide kind of a better environment for the kid and for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And kind of to have a family in Brazil, I know we would have, like me and my wife would have to work too much, and we probably wouldn't have like as much time to spend with the family. So here it's kind of just perfect. And now the company just moved to work kind of completely remote. Mm-hmm. So I got to spend a lot of time with my wife and my dogs and my kid now. He's 1 year old.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
awesome.
Kind of that was the main reason, kind of safety, kind of better place to live and raise a family.
Makes sense. Makes total sense. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have the similar motivations. What was the process like before Van Hack? So let's say you're looking for a job on your own back in 2016. How was that process?
Yeah, so before Van Hack, I think I decided kind of to move to Canada in 2015. And then we started kind of looking into kind of immigration. We were divided between Australia and Canada until we realized, yeah, the weather in Canada is better. So let's move there.
And hold on. The weather in Canada is better than Australia. Do you mean like it's colder? Because it's not warmer.
Yeah, it's colder. We like the cold weather.
Which is good, right? Okay.
Yeah. We like kind of four seasons and have snow and all that fun.
Yeah.
The weather in Australia is so much like Brazil, so it would be kind of to move to the same place.
It's funny how the definition of better is different for different people, but I completely understand.
Usually people like warm weather.
That's cool. So you wanted to come to Canada instead of Australia?
Yeah, then we decided, let's go to Canada. And then I started looking at jobs, and my wife kind of also helped me and send a few resumes and job applications, no luck, no response. Mm-hmm. Until one day my wife saw an advertisement about different hackathon.
Oh,
and
cool.
She mentioned, you should take a look. Maybe there is something there. I was a little bit hesitant because kind of these hackathons are usually for web folks or mobile folks. But then I took a look and there was Thelmic, and it was the only company with a C++ challenge. And then, so my wife kind of pushed me to try, and I became a VanHack member and then a premium member because of the interview practices. They were quite helpful because the interviews are different, kind of in different countries. So it's better to have more sense how the interview works in English, and also how to be interviewed in English. It's quite different. So yeah, the interview practices helped a lot. And with the VanHackathon, I kind of did well there and started the conversations with the company.
Yeah. So how was the interview process now then? Like, you have you did the hackathon project, and then you started doing an actual interview process with this company in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yeah. So the process now I see kind of is a pretty standard process here in Canada, but when I was in Brazil, I thought it was a really long and lots of steps, because I had like a phone interview with the recruiter, then I got another challenge and then coding challenge. And then I interviewed with 4 people on the team. And then with after a while with the CEO, not CEO, the CTO, technology part of it. And I thought kind of it was very different, because in Brazil, all the interviews I had done before, it was just like one step and that's it. So it was pretty different because it had like, you know, 5 different steps.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit long. It took 3 months of interviews. Kind of I had interviews every other week.
Yeah, that is pretty long, but you end up getting the job. How was that feeling when you got the offer?
Oh, it was crazy, because it was on December 24th. And I was with my family, and then I looked at my cell phone and we are considering, and my wife and I, we didn't know what exactly that meant. How is it considering? What does that mean?
and then what did they say? Like, we want, like, here's the salary. This, we actually want to make you an offer.
Oh no, they took a while for the offer, because it had, and it was kind of December, so everyone was in a break, really close to Christmas. So I had a talk with the lawyer about immigration on January, and I really got kind of the offer in late February.
Oh, wow.
So it was a kind of a difficult summer. We were always kind of anxious, waiting for answers. It was amazing, but it was also a lot kind of anxiety to wait for answers and is it working or not. But it was really amazing, kind of the outcome.
Well, yeah, it worked, and here you are 3.5 years later. How is life now? Like, you know, we don't usually interview Van Hackers who've been in Canada for 3.5 years. Like, looking back or during the last few years, like, are you enjoying yourself? How's your family, your wife? You said you had a baby. How is everything?
It's amazing, actually, because kind of when we moved to Canada, I've met my wife 3 years before, and we've been here for 3.5 years. So we are more time kind of living in Canada than we lived in Brazil together.
Cool.
And it's kind of it's a really good feeling of accomplishment, because it in this same 3 years, not much happened in the 3 years that we kind of were in Brazil together. And if I didn't change jobs that much. We were always kind of doing the same things. And here in Canada, everything kind of changed so fast and so much. Kind of, I changed companies. I'm kind of a senior developer now, member of architecture groups. So I got to learn and develop way more than. And the same happened to my wife. She got a graduation in her childhood education. And now we have a baby. Kind of a lot changed. Oh, and we became PRs on the road as well.
Yeah, yeah. After we were talking here, about before recording, you're almost going to be a citizen, right? Yeah. In a few months, Canadian citizen.
Yeah, in 6 months, we'll be able to apply for citizenship.
Nice.
And we were really excited about that. We know that the process may take a year, but yeah, we are PRs here, so permanent residents. So it's as good as a citizen, I guess. Especially now in the pandemic that we cannot leave the country.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much the same thing. But it's a nice thing to have, and it's going to happen eventually, right? So it's cool that you can have that confidence. And awesome. So last question is, Marcos, what tips do you have for other van hackers, people who are watching this, who are in your shoes back then, like in the same shoes you were back then? What would you say for them? Like maybe two or three things you wish you knew about before.
I'm not sure what kind of I would like to know better at time, but one thing that really helped was the interview practices, because I was kind of confident during interviews, but not in English. Mm-hmm. So that was something really kind of powerful that VanHack has for us. And kind of listen to your spouse. They know what they're talking about.
Listen to your wife. That's an age-old golden advice.
And I know I have two other friends.
She told you about VanHack, right? That's why you're saying this, because she told you about VanHack. Okay.
Exactly, and she pushed me. So, and I have two other friends that kind of happened the same thing. Uh-huh. The wife kind of pushed, and then, they are here.
Nice.
So that's a good thing. That's and awesome. Yeah, I think kind of, and focus on getting kind of good at English. I think it makes a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. And practice listening to accents, because when you interview for kind of people from all around, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. Canada has a lot of immigrants. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. be kind of practice other accents, kind of to listen for them. I think that's a thing that I'd like to know before.
Yeah, people from South America, Asia, you know, Eastern Europe, all have a slight different variation of English accent. And especially in tech, with so much of multicultural in Canada and other places, that's a really, really good point. So yeah, if you're like a van hacker from Brazil, maybe you're going to do an interview with someone who's from, let's say, Russia, and their English is going to be very different than a native speaker. So you want to make sure you understand. That's a really good point.
Yeah. And nice. Everyone is kind of very helpful with that, and kind of talk slowly when you perceive you are not kind of native. So usually people help a lot, but not need that help. I think you do better.
For sure. Cool. Okay. Well, Marcos, thank you so much for sharing your experience all these years later. You were one of the first van hackers hired. I think the first one hired in Kitchener-Waterloo. So thank you for being a trailblazer. Yeah. All the best to you and your young family, your son. Send me a message when you become a Canadian citizen. We'll share the good news with everyone.
For sure, I'll do.
Yeah, we're gonna start to have many of those in the next few years.
Cool.
Awesome. And hey, if anyone's listening to this on podcast, make sure you subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to YouTube as well. And of course, if you want to get hired, get a job abroad like Marcos did, just go to vanhack.com, sign up. It's completely free. We have tons of online courses and, of course, jobs that sponsor Work Visa and help you reach your goal as well. So, yeah. Thanks again, Marcos, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thank you as well, Ilya. See you.
Thanks for listening to the VanHack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.